It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. One of the most infamous murderers of the last century has died. Charles Manson died yesterday while serving a life sentence in prison in California. He was 83. Manson and his followers, mostly young women known as his family, were convicted of the brutal Tate-LaBianca murders committed over two nights in August of 1969. The gruesome, horrific nature of these killings and the ensuing 9.5-month trial gripped the country and spawned an obsession with Manson. Jeff Gwynn is the author of Manson, The Life and Times of Charles Manson. He takes us back to August 1969 in Los Angeles.
Society was all torn apart. The Vietnam War, there were race riots. There was a cultural war going on. Conservatives looking at these long-haired hippie freaks and saying they're going to be the ruination of America. In a lot of ways, it was much like today. Manson became a popular story because no matter who you were, no matter what background you were from, you projected on him what you wanted him to be. A lot of people saw him exactly as he was, which is a cold-blooded sociopath who was going to do anything to anyone and not feel a bit guilty. But there were a lot of people who saw him as a cool rebel against the controlling evil governmental forces. There were people who tried to present him as a poor kid who had a terrible childhood, never had a chance to grow up right. He literally became America's entertainment in a very gruesome, grisly way. We could sort of call him the criminal Kardashian.
Jeff, can you take us back to California in August of 1969 and remind us what happened with the Tate-LaBianca murders and what Manson and his cohorts did?
The Tate-LaBianca murders were set up to make it appear as though an earlier murder by a member of the Manson family had been committed by the Black Panthers or any real militant black group. They didn't care which, as long as the blacks got the blame. Sharon Tate was the wife of Roman Polanski. She was a modestly famous actress, but Polanski was famous at the time. The murders occurred in some of the toniest neighborhoods in Los Angeles. The fact that in a city where supposedly famous people were beyond any danger panicked the rest of the city, and it escalated because it took so long to catch Manson and his followers. And once they were caught, they were so bizarre, the story just got extra legs and kept going and going.
And there wound up being connections even to the President of the United States.
Very much so. Richard Nixon, who was then president, at one point during Manson's trial, publicly said Manson was guilty. That could have been grounds for a mistrial, and Charlie Manson could have been back walking the streets. And I promise you, if at any time between the day of his death yesterday and the day of his original arrest for Tate-LaBianca, if Manson had been set free, he just would have found people to do things that were even worse.
And during his many years in prison from 1969 till just yesterday, did Charles Manson ever express any remorse or anything other than pleasure for his crimes or for his grim position in American culture?
No, he very much enjoyed his platform as a celebrity. And frankly, if somehow he's looking back from whatever special section of hell he would be in this morning, he would be excited that there's still so much attention being paid to him. He has planted himself indelibly into our national culture, and it says a lot about his ability to manipulate that he did that.
Charles Manson, dead at 83. Jeff Gwynn is author of Manson, The Life and Times of Charles Manson. Jeff Gwynn, thank you so much.